Welcome to the 84 Sports Podcast, where you don't have to be a Buccaneers fan, but it sure does help. So we're going to talk about kickers today, with how we form. Let's talk about the Bucs. Our punter was put on COVID case, on our COVID list. Our long snapper, our kicker. So you're not happy that we have our, he says, the best punter in the league, Bradley Pinion. And we got Zach Trinner. He also got Ryan Succa. So, do you think it matters to have a long snapper? Or do you think, like, all our linemen are in our center?
Well, let's hope, right, that someone in college, you know, was a long snapper. Hopefully someone in college was a holder. Hopefully the Bucs can, you know, call up Joseph from the practice squad and he can kick for us. Hopefully we can get through this Atlanta game. I think that hopefully the game won't be so close that we have to worry about this. Hopefully we'll beat Atlanta by several touchdowns, and how we kick on kickoffs and how we kick field goals and extra points won't make such a big difference.
Yeah. So, now we're going to talk about Dan Bailey.
Oh, man.
That's
brutal.
Funny.
Brutal week for him.
Yeah. So, 2 weeks ago against the Jaguars, he made missed 3 out of 4. Made one. Missed 3, like crazy. It's crazy to miss 3. Yeah, it's good for a kicker that's horrible. So, how do you feel about it? Do you think he's going to be cut?
I don't see how you can't cut him. You know, you have a team. All these guys work so hard to practice all week. They put their team in a position to win. All he's got to do is make these kicks, and they go on to victory. It's got to be a miserable feeling for every Vikings player. He can never kick again for the Minnesota Vikings.
You think he's going to be one of those players that are going to be the kicker when a kicker gets injured?
I think so. You know, I think he's got a great history. You know, with the 6th most accurate kicker in NFL history going into that game against the Buccaneers. Long, good career with the Dallas Cowboys, but can't ever go and kick for the Vikings again. Yeah. I want to ask you a question. You're a big Bucs fan. What's your score prediction for Bucs versus Atlanta in Atlanta?
I don't know. Like a big blowout.
Show me some numbers. How many points will the Bucs have?
They can't see the numbers, but I'm going to hold up a 5. My hand, because 5 touchdowns.
5 touchdowns. How many touchdowns for the Falcons?
I'm not holding up any.
Yeah. Now, let's talk about fantasy football. What quarterback do you think is going to have the best fantasy week in week 15?
I'm scared because my quarterback, Matt Stafford, is supposed to get 1 point. So I took him out. And I've got Jalen Hurtson. I think the best kicker, the best quarterback, the best kicker is probably going to be like Chris Boswell. I think the best quarterback is going to be Josh Allen.
Well, before we stop tonight, if I could just say shout out to the Foremans in Tampa who are listening. We know you're big Bucs fans, big supporter of the LA Foreman Sports Podcast. Have a happy Hanukkah to our Jewish listeners.
And that's it. We need to say a shout out to the Noak Sport Podcast.
Yeah.
We're not forgetting about you. And the Kids Sports Recording Podcast on YouTube. Thanks for watching the Ellie Foreman Sports Podcast, where you don't have to be a Buccaneers fan, but it sure does help.